The world's Mary Kay Magstead is in Beijing, and she's witness to the afterglow of the games and the relief that they went well. So is the consensus there, Mary Kay, on and off the record, that they did go well?
I think so. I think that the Chinese organizers are thrilled that they had what they call seamless organization, that visitors who came to the games by and large were very happy, that it was a festive atmosphere, that there wasn't anything that went seriously wrong in the way that they feared. There were obviously things that happened around the edges, but in terms of the focus that most people had, they saw the games, they saw the spectacle, and they were very impressed.
And how about for the athletes themselves? What have they told you?
The athletes I spoke to said that they were impressed with the Olympic Village, with the food, with the transportation. One Greek athlete I spoke to, who was a high jumper, a pole vaulter, in fact, said that the pollution really got to her. She didn't expect it to have as much of an effect as it did.
Well, that's very interesting because, that was all the talk before the games began, is what was the pollution going to be like? In fact, there was one marathoner from Ethiopia who has breathing problems. I think he has asthma, who decided not to go at all. Were they just lucky? Was it that the winds were blowing in the right direction, or did closing down all those factories and sending people out of the city actually help reduce the horrible pollution there?
I think both. I haven't seen any scientific measurements of how much air quality improved, but you could feel it. Walking around Beijing as the days went on, that the air just seemed cleaner and the sky was bluer. And even, when it was cloudy, it felt like it was cloudy and not smoggy. And these are rare things in Beijing.
And what happens now that the games are over, although the Paralympic games are about to begin?
There you go. So we have another month of this, and then we'll see.
So breathe deeply right now while you can. Mary Kay, along with pollution, another issue that was front and center prior to the Olympics was the issue of China and human rights. Can you tell us how the Chinese fared on that score, both with regard to Chinese people and to the media?
Not very well. Hundreds of thousands of people in Beijing had to leave their neighborhoods. Their neighborhoods were torn down. They didn't get a choice in the matter. They didn't get a say in the matter. And in many cases, they didn't get compensated much, if at all.
Does that mean they have no place to come back to now that the games are over?
Yeah, no, there are new shopping centers and business towers and office blocks and so forth where their homes used to be. Then you've got the fact that the Chinese government had said that it would allow three protest zones during the Olympics. There were about 77 applications to hold protests in those zones by Chinese citizens. And several of those Chinese citizens were detained for having protested, including two women in their 70s who just wanted to protest the fact that their home had been torn down without, they believe, adequate compensation. They were told that they would have to spend a year in reform through labor, in a labor camp, for having had the audacity to apply to protest.
And how about for people like you, Mary Kay, foreign journalists who the Beijing government said would have an easier time, that it was going to let up on you during the games? Did that happen?
Well, I should say what let up means. Basically, starting about a year and a half ago, there were new regulations that the government put into force which said that foreign journalists could now go anywhere they wanted to in China, talk to anyone they wanted to, as long as that person agreed to be interviewed. Before that, there were old rules on the books which said that foreign journalists had to ask permission anytime they went outside of Beijing, anytime they talked to anyone anywhere in China. Okay, so now we're allowed to report as normal journalists do in other countries, but there still was interference. There were dozens of cases that the Foreign Correspondents Club kept track of. In several of them, there was violence by police toward journalists, sometimes knocking journalists to the ground, putting their arms behind their backs, breaking their camera equipment. This happened on several occasions, particularly related to protests related to Tibet.
So we'll see what happens in the wake of the games. But overall, China spent $43 billion on these games. How and when will China know and will the world know if it was worth it?
Well, China's already congratulating itself on what it's calling 16 days of glory. It's saying that the Olympics have yielded the richest crop of heroes in China's history. I think China's leaders feel that in terms of impressing the world with what China can do, both in terms of winning gold medals and in terms of putting on a great party, it's done it. In terms of whether it was worth it, it was always for the image. It was always for China being able to make a statement to the world of, look what we can do. Look at what we have become.
All right. Speaking to us from Beijing, China, the world's Mary Kay Magstead. Thank you again, Mary Kay.
Thank you, Lisa.
You can check out NASA's satellite images of the skies over Beijing and the haze elsewhere in the region. Just check out our website, theworld.org.